From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is hosting a listening session Wednesday at the White House with students, parents, and teachers. And on Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters the president was committed to ensuring student safety.
The president has expressed his support for efforts to improve the federal background check system. And in the coming days, we will continue to explore ways to ensure the safety and security of our schools.
Among those taking part in the session are students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, where gunmen killed 17 people. More than 100 of the school's students were also rallying Wednesday at Florida's state capitol to call for gun control reforms. American Christian evangelicist Billy Graham, often viewed as the most influential preacher of the 20th century, died Wednesday at the age of 99. Graham, for decades, held a Bible as he preached to more than 200 million people in 185 countries and territories. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence noted Graham's influence on American society.
His ministry and his matchless voice changed the lives of millions and inspired our nation.
Graham, who had been ailing for many years, rarely appeared in public. Residents of Syria's eastern Ghouta district said they were waiting for their turn to die Wednesday amid one of the most intense bombardments of war by pro-government forces on the besieged rebel-held enclave near Damascus. At least 38 people died on Wednesday, and the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights War Monitor said at least 310 people had been killed in the district since Sunday night, with more than 1,500 people injured. This is VOA News. 11 nations left in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, released the final version of their landmark trade deal Wednesday. David Doyle has that story.
The deal was a centerpiece of the Obama administration's so-called pivot to Asia, but Donald Trump pulled out of TPP last year. At the World Economic Forum in Davos last month, Trump left the door open to join TPP at a later date, if he got a better deal. And whilst that would be welcomed by some, America's re-entry is far from assured. TPP will lower tariffs in economies that together amount to more than 13% of global GDP, a total of $10 trillion.
That's David Doyle reporting. Israeli media reported Wednesday that one of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's closest confidants has turned state witness and will incriminate him in corruption allegations. Police would not confirm whether longtime aide Shlomo Filber would testify against Netanyahu, but all major Israeli media outlets said a deal to do so had been reached. Netanyahu called the scandal part of a witch hunt against him and his family, calling the allegations delusional and false. The development is the latest in a series of events that threaten to topple the beleaguered Israeli leader. More than 90 Nigerian schoolgirls are reportedly missing after Boko Haram extremist group attacked their school 2 days ago in the northeastern state of Yobe. Jeff Custer has more.
People with direct knowledge of the matter said 91 students were found to be absent after a Tuesday roll call at the school. The disappearance has raised fears of another mass kidnapping by Boko Haram, which abducted 276 girls from a school in the village of Chibok in April 2014. Nearly 4 years later, more than 100 of the Chibok girls are still missing. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
According to two sources and local media, the extension of a state of emergency in the Maldives is unconstitutional. The country's prosecutor general made that statement Wednesday. Parliament approved on Tuesday the extension sought by President Abdullah Yameen, but it was passed without the constitutionally required quorum of 43 lawmakers. And at the Winter Olympics, Russian Alina Zagatova performed a flawless black swan routine for a world record score in the figure skating short program and a shot at the gold after Friday's free dance. In speed skating team pursuit event, Norway won the men's event, while Japan took gold for the women. Germany's Mariama Jamanka took the gold in the women's bobsledding despite never having won a World Cup race. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of VOA.